Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Christmas Eve in our last episode, and Maurice and Zena went counseling. John argued with Coretta and joined Goldman for drinks. Goldman advised him to tell Coretta about his wife, who died on Christmas Day 11 years ago. Later, he mentioned her name in his sleep and had to tell Coretta about her. It is now Christmas Day in Murondoy, and Coretta is upset that John is sleeping late.
Christmas radio is for everyone. It makes you feel so good.
Almost 12 o'clock on this good Christmas day, and this man can't get up yet. Imagine we first Christmas together and we never had breakfast together. We're supposed to accept this nonsense just because he had a wife dead 11 years ago on Christmas Day. John! John! John, get up, man!
What happened?
Get up! It's Christmas Day, man! You can't be sleeping all day!
Coretta! Left me alone, man. Let me sleep now.
Get up!
I can wake up and already, man.
I said get up! It's almost midday! John, I said get up!
This is why you're screaming in my ears, man.
You can't be doing this nonsense. Everybody else spending time with the family and you lie down here sleeping like a dead because you decide to drink and come home till this morning.
So you is me mother?
I is not your mother, but I is your wife, John.
You too miserable.
You's the one behaving funny all of a sudden and I miserable?
Why you got to shout for the neighbors here?
So you're now concerned what the neighbors think?
You know what? I ain't got time for take you on.
You're lying back down, John. Get up! I ain't want you sleeping in here.
All right, fine. I gonna go downstairs and sleep in the hammock if you ain't want me up here.
Where you going?
You said you ain't want me sleeping in you house. I go in and sleep in me hammock.
You can't be serious, John.
I don't know why I got to put up with this nonsense.
John, don't go outside looking like the gosh, man. You really mean for embarrass me this good Christmas day?
John!
I'm coming there! Hi! Owes you.
What do you mean by owes me? Don't move over like come in, yeah?
What are you doing here, Shelley? You and your husband ain't celebrating Christmas?
Well, because of you, I don't know if I have a husband anymore.
I guess you had no part in it.
Anyway, this is not what I come here for. I come to tell you to leave Benicia alone.
What do you mean leave she alone?
Why you keep calling she and she don't want to speak to you?
Oh, is though?
Yes, is though.
It's not nothing bad I calling she for. I ain't calling she to harass she or nothing. I just want to talk to she.
But she does not want to speak to you. So yes, it's harassment.
I guess I'm gonna call she again.
Good.
How's she doing though?
Like you care.
Shelley, please. I ask him because I care.
Really? The way how you behave makes she lose the baby. I would have never believed though.
I wasn't in my right mind. I really shame how I behave. I lose my first child.
Well, I glad you wake up and realize that you're behaving like a real idiot. Anyway, you need to give Benicia space. She's grieving. I don't know if she can ever get over it.
Yeah, but Shelley, that was me child too. Not because I's a man means I ain't got feelings.
Alonzo, we judging based on your behavior. You harassed and abused Benicia throughout that pregnancy. I ain't care what nobody say. You are partly to be blamed for her losing that baby. What you supposed to do first, you doing last. Look, Alonzo, just don't upset me, eh?
I know I messed up, Shelley. I taken on this thing, you know.
There
is the whole reason I try to forget Aunt Benicia to talk to she because I figure we going through the same thing.
No. Don't you try to compare how you feel to Benicia. She's the one that had the child in she. She's the one that wanted the baby from the get-go while you playing stupid. So y'all not going through the same thing.
Alright. Maybe I'm wrong for saying though. But I heard though, Shelley, for think I could have a whole son. I mean, even really pay no interest. This thing telling on me conscience, yo.
Good. The next time you get a woman pregnant, you're gonna know not to treat you like a dog.
I get a nightmare and all kind of thing. Steady, I hearing a baby crying and all kind of thing.
If you feel like you're gonna run off, then you should talk to a counselor or a psychologist or somebody.
No, man. I can get through this. I just want to tell Benicia how much I'm sorry. If you could talk to she one time. I just want you to know.
Alonzo, please. Give her time to grieve. She ain't ready to talk to you. And frankly, if she don't ever want to talk to you again, she would be in perfect order.
Yeah.
Sometimes we women just be too quick to forgive when we go through the most with these men. You put the woman through hell.
Yeah. I know I behave like a real fool. I just want to do whatever I can to make it right.
Ain't nothing you could do for bring back the child?
Yeah. But I want to apologize to Benicia for how I treat she.
I understand, Aldo. But she ain't got to do it on your timeline.
I just tell she for me now. And ask if she could talk to me just one time.
I will do no such thing. Benicia had enough trauma. And I ain't encouraging her to speak to you.
Shelley, I really messed up. I want to do better.
Good. I wish you the best.
I'm serious, you know. I've been thinking about me old lady. And I know if she was still alive, she won't be proud for how I treat Benicia. It's like I really lose myself.
Well, at least you recognize you got a problem. But the proof will be in changed behavior.
I don't make up my mind, Shelley. I ain't gonna ever treat a woman like that again. Gonna never lay my hands on another woman. I gonna regret what I do to Benicia for the rest of my life.
Well, I hope you mean it.
I mean it.
Good.
If you ain't tell Benicia anything else, just let she know I'm really sorry. Sorry, please.
Alonzo, at some point, if she ever decides to talk to you, you can tell she to yourself. Anyways, I gotta go. I just come here for tell you stop calling she.
Alright, I can stop.
Good. You ain't doing nothing for Christmas though. You couldn't even clean up the place. I know you're a bachelor, but oh gosh, man.
I can clean up for New Year's, man. I ain't even had pepper pot, black cake or nothing. It's like this Christmas is just another day.
Get yourself Alonzo. You say you want change? I'm gonna be waiting to see the new you. Again. Take care.
Look what I have here, my darling Zena.
What is this now?
The last present today, I promise.
Maurice, how many presents you already got me? It's too much, man.
It's Christmas, and nothing is too much for you. Open it.
Oh, wow! A diamond necklace?
Yep.
Oh, God, this is so beautiful.
I know you'd love it. Since I saw it, I knew it would look beautiful on you.
I love it.
Come, let me put it on.
Okay.
Dear.
Thank you.
Only the best for my love.
Well, thank you for making this Christmas so memorable.
And thank you.
I really think our first counseling session put us in a really good place.
Me too.
Thank you again for agreeing to go to counseling. Maybe this time we'll get it right.
We will. And with that said, why don't you dance with me?
Me with these two left feet?
I love those feet. And I've always loved dancing with you. Come on.
This turned out to be such a good Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, thank you. You're the sparkle in my life that makes everything bright.
Please, don't let us go back. Let's continue to go to counseling and put in the work to make our relationship better.
I'm there with you, baby. I promise you. 2022 is our year.
The children are happy that we decided to go counseling.
Well, they inspired it.
Yep.
Zena, I want to do everything I can to make you happy.
Okay.
You believe me?
Yes. But we have to continue to work on our relationship. It's important.
I agree. And I really want us to get remarried soon. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Just a little something with the children, a few other relatives, you know, maybe some...
I think we should put that off until we are sure the counseling is helping us to build a better relationship.
Yeah, but if we're in counseling for a year, you know...
Then it will take a year.
That's too long, Zena. It really bothers me that we're still divorced.
Let us take our time, Reese. We're only now getting back to a good place. It's no telling if you will slip up again.
So you're saying you don't trust me?
I'm not saying that.
Then let's get remarried in January. Please, baby.
I tell you what. When we go to our next counseling session, why don't we ask the counselor if she thinks it's a good idea? If she says yes, we do it as soon as possible. But if she says no, we will continue to wait.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah, deal.
Coretta, please warm up some food for me.
John, you know what time it is?
Ah, man, I got a headache. Look, just warm up the little food for me now.
It's after 8 o'clock and it's now you come upstairs? You sleep the whole half day in your hammock and now you're telling me warm up food for you? Yeah, it's past me.
All right, I'm gonna do it myself.
You're lucky you even got a meal for it. I should have shared out to the neighbors and let you starve.
Coretta, you make your point, right? Why you don't rest your mouth now?
I ain't gonna put up with this disrespect from you, you know. I swear you never used to talk to the dead woman like this.
Dead woman? You talking about me deceased wife?
Imagine you got a whole jumbie controlling how you behave at Christmas. She dead 11 years ago and you spoil me whole Christmas because of her.
Coretta, don't push it. Don't talk about her.
Why? You don't want to go jump in the grave with she and left me alone then?
Coretta!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.